Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting shift in gears today, because that's what we do on this program. If it's financial, we'll drag it in and talk about it, and I promise you it won't be the stock market every day, and today is no exception to that. I'm pleased. We have Randy Long on the line with us. He's an attorney and certified financial planner, and he's CEO of Long Business Advisors, and he's also an author and a speaker, and so we've got to get buy one, get one free today. We're going to get Randy's take on positioning your business to sell. And you business people out there, what you need to be thinking about with your business. And if you're thinking of starting a business, a lot of good relevant information for you as well. Or if you're even thinking about investing in a business. So there's a lot of tie-ins. And then the second is, Randy's got a brand new book out. Very interesting. I'm looking forward to digging into it deeply. The Braveheart Exit, 7 Steps to Your Family Business Legacy. And I think that's excellent and very relevant to me personally. So I would very much enjoy talking with Randy, and I'd like for you to stick around and listen to us discuss these. Randy's got an interesting background. You heard the setup here. He's got his law degree and also works as a financial planner. So he has kind of a dual practice, dual function in the work that he does. And he has been in the financial business for a couple decades now, Randy?
Since 1983.
All right. Well, then we got to go to 3 decades. Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the program. I want to dive in here, and we can spend a while on your background. And I know you've done a lot of interesting work and wealth management, and of course, you're focusing on the business consulting and planning for people, entrepreneurs all over the country. In fact, right, you're not just in one area. You're helping people all over the U.S.
No, that's true. We work, if we have the right people and the right needs and we think we can help them, we'll work pretty much anywhere.
Excellent. So I got to start with this. What got you, everybody's got a reason for writing a book. I wrote a couple of books and mine is very simple. I had a lot of stuff in my head that had to come out. So I had to put it down and turn it into a couple of books. But what's your story? What prompted you to write your book, The Braveheart Exit?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, first of all, my whole career has been built on serving business owners. And when I was growing up, I worked with a number of them, and I really came to see the business owner as the brave heart, as the hero, if you will. And when I think about that, the reason I conclude that is because they're the ones that, by and large, the small to medium-sized business owners provide most of the jobs in this country. They do it while battling the IRS on the tax side, employee problems on the other side, another facet, of course, mm-hmm. is potential litigation in the world in which we live. There's risk everywhere, and they get up every day, and they make it happen, and they sign the checks. And so I have a lot of respect for those people, and they're so busy doing what they do well that lots of times they aren't well served by professionals because nobody's really taking care of them. They're just sort of doing what what the business owner asked them to do.
Right, right.
And so we wanted to turn that on its head and become an advocate for the business owner and help them understand what it is they really need and then help provide the resources and the people and pull it all together to make sure they're taken care of.
That's excellent, Randy. We'll dig into that, but I have to, you made a comment that I have to be a little snarky about. You said, that small and medium-sized businesses are what create all the jobs. I thought government did that and just paved the street out in front of my building, and all of a sudden my business pops up out of nowhere.
Isn't that amazing?
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of self-indulgence there, but as a small business owner, Randy, I can attest to, all of the things you said. Yes, 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 and yes, all true. And
regulations on top of it, right?
Just a smidgen, yeah, just a touch, just that little cherry on top of the sundae. That's what we need—a little extra regulation. And if you're not sure if we need regulation, give us some more regulation just to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing about it, the big business people—they basically have this symbiotic relationship with the government because if the government imposes more regulation, they can allocate that over huge percentage of or huge number of products or services, so it doesn't impact them very much, where it disproportionately impacts the smaller business guy.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then the government, of course, gives them lots of, they elect each other and pat each other on the back and take mm-hmm. care of each other, while the rest of us are the ones that struggle with
That's
all
right.
of
that. That's right. They all say we're looking out for the little guy while simultaneously squeezing the little guy business owner out, and the large companies go, one less competitor. That's good.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, so we'll turn it to a more optimistic.
Yeah.
That's a little. But those are certainly all challenges for. So we feel your pain, ladies and gentlemen, business owners out there. We feel your pain. So the big thing then is for business owners who are trying to create value. You know, it's real simple. We want to create businesses that are secure and stable, and of course, we want to take care of our people that help to make everything happen. And we have all these challenges you mentioned before, but we're trying to grow something that has value and that also provides income now or in the future, or obviously both is preferred. And all of that takes some very deliberate actions and steps that require focus, just as running and doing the business, right? I mean, you got to do both well.
That's right. And helping to educate the business owner, this book does actually help educate the business owner in a number of ways. But one of those is to make them think about what is going to be their exit. Is it going to be, are they going to transition to an employee? Are they going to try to transition to one of their children? Are they going to prepare for a third-party sale? And each of those are different kind of tracks and different plans. And so to the extent that they decide one of those things, then you can direct the energy appropriately towards those things. And they each have different challenges and different tracks. But, you know, making a decision early on about when do you want to exit, to whom do you want to exit, and what do you need from the exit in order to be financially secure. And you know, as a planning guy, that for them to help determine what that number is, lots of them really can't do it on their own, truthfully.
No, they can't. And again, because they're in the weeds. They're in the trees and they can't see the forest. And in fact, their eyeballs are right up next to the bark. They're so close to their business.
But,
you know, it's not even seeing the tree. Is that a tree? I thought it was just a big chunk of bark. But, you know, but the thing that is, you hit a great point, Randy, and that is that, you know, because I know you've heard this, and this is, of course, many people listening are going to say this to themselves as they're listening to us talk about this, is, oh, I'm never selling, I'm never doing that, I'm never doing this, I'm, you know, and in their minds, they can't see that at some point, it's really a question of how it's going to end up, because you can't do it forever. I love the way you just summarize it. It's going to be a child, it's going to be an employee, or it's going to be a third party, and that's pretty much sums up the options.
Pretty much.
So whether you prepare, here I guess is the way, what I'm really trying to say is whether you prepare for one of those three scenarios, it's going to be one of them, unless it's the fourth, which is not so good, which is just a shutdown.
That's correct. A liquidation.
Yeah, exactly.
And we always tell people, listen, you're going to exit. The question is not whether you're going to exit, it's whether you're going to exit well.
I like that. So the obvious question is, and I know you probably talk about this extensively in the book, but how do you figure out which of those three choices is the best for you, for the person's particular situation, and then how do they get there?
Yeah, that is part of the process that we go through with the owner as we discuss that. We go through the family, frankly. We go through the other co-owners, if there are other co-owners as possibilities. You know, you're going to open the door and just let the light in and have an open and frank discussion about all the possibilities. And then from there, you're going to choose a direction, and then you're going to start working towards it. Because like you say, they do have to continue to build the business all the way through the end. It's not like they can decide today and their work is over. They've just begun.
There's no coasting. So, there is no coasting, ladies and gentlemen.
There is no coasting. Even if you decide you're going to leave it to you're going to sell, for instance. Well, for you to get the best price and to organize it in the best way, there's planning involved.
Absolutely.
So one thing we absolutely need you to do, and that is for you to continue growing and managing that company like you've never done it before, because what we do within the 12 months prior to the sale will be the most important 12 months you have before you sell.
Well put, Randy. Randy Long, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today, attorney and certified financial planner, CEO of Long Business Advisors. He's also an author and speaker, longbusinessadvisors.com, and the book, The Braveheart Exit, that's what we're talking about, The Braveheart Exit, 7 Steps to Your Family Business Legacy. We're going to grab a quick break. We're going to come back and talk with Randy quite a bit more about this subject and help you kind of figure this out. So stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, president and managing partner of Rice and Rose. The Rice and Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or healthcare surrogate. Contact the Rice and Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your financial portfolio prepared for such a correction? What about inflation? What's your plan when that gallon of milk or gallon of gasoline costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has all the answers to questions like these and practical steps to help you hedge against these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
And welcome back. Randy Long on the line, attorney, certified financial planner, and certified exit planner, CEO of Long Business Advisors, and the website longbusinessadvisors.com, and the book, The Braveheart Exit, Seven Steps to Your Family Business Legacy. And I got to ask, I'm sure you get it all the time, certified exit planner. I'm not as familiar with that one as I am the other two, Randy. Tell us a little bit about that. And, you know, is that something that people should look for when they're looking for guidance for somebody about their business?
Yeah, the certified exit planner is what I'll call an add-on credential.
Okay.
In other words, you've got to have a foundational credential before you can get that one. So you've got to be a lawyer or a CFP, a certified financial planner, or a certified public accountant. So you need one of those credentials before you can start working through the material to obtain your CEXP, which is the certified exit planner. And yes, in general, the reason that those other ones, the certified financial planner, lawyer, and CPA, are foundational is because what we do as an exit planner is just that, it's planning. So you need to have a big picture kind of mentality and be used to providing planning services to clients. So, yeah, I would strongly suggest, frankly, there are a couple of other credentials around, but from my experience is that those credentials are kind of weekend kind of credentials, and I'm not a big fan of the rest of them. So
yeah, you and I are a little bit, what's the right word? Judgmental. when it comes to some of these weekend, send it in, correspondent, educational things, and you send the stamp with the check, and then back comes your certificate. Yeah, they have to be real credentials to really help people with what they're trying to accomplish, but I'm glad to know that it's that kind of where you've got to have the foundation. And I guess that brings me to the next question. You know, what is one of the first things that somebody should be thinking about, or maybe in terms of selecting a professional when they are looking forward for selling their business again, or transitioning the business to the child, to the employee, to the third party sale? Is it finding somebody first like you who does what you do with the business consulting side? Should they be talking to a business broker? Should they be talking to their CPA? Is this something they should be doing 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years out, or two weeks before they want to sell?
Right. That's a very good question. So timing, let's deal with that one first. Timing is an issue, especially for business owners that are going to have a net worth in excess of $10 million. So if the business is going to be sold and the family value after the sale of the business is going to net, you know, more than $10 million, then you're going to have an estate tax issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's substantially more than that, as it grows, the government, of course, is a partner in all of this. They get about 50% of the amount of the value of that.
That's right.
If it's included in your estate. And so a number of the strategies that we would work on can take 3 to 5 to 10, even as much as 10 years. Frankly, the S-Corp election can take as many as 10 years to completely pull off. but at least a 3 to 5 year time horizon, in my opinion, is what should be considered before you decide that you actually want to be out. So there's a planning period that you can add substantial value to the family. You can also get some consulting as you go along on what it means to build the business and to build it in such a way that it is more saleable and for a higher price. So all those things are important. So planning is a big deal. We like to get clients at least 3 to 5 years before they plan an exit.
That's good, Randy. Well, yeah, I think the general rule is more time the better, because, you know, you can position the business. And you know, the thing that I've always found ironic, and I'm sure you will agree with this, is that the more a business owner can structure the business so that they are not responsible for every single thing that goes on, and they basically are moving themselves out of being the business and doing the business and hiring other people and having systems and processes and all of these things well established, and procedures and a culture and all the things that make a company what it is, and remove themselves to where as many of those things can be done by somebody else. The more they remove themselves and it becomes more self-sustaining, the higher the value it becomes to the business owner, because they can become more of an absentee per se, maybe not completely, but more of an absentee owner. And when they do that, it increases the value to them, and then ironically increases the value to the buyer or the person taking over the business.
That's right. Those are all really good points. We call those value catalysts, and that is the things that whenever a buyer comes to look at your company, what are the things, looking through the lens of who they are, what is it that makes your company valuable to them? And, of course, one of them is the fact that the buyer isn't needed in the day-to-day processes and procedures of the business, because that business owner has built a business that doesn't have to have him other than serving strategically as the visionary, if you will. So that's a really important thing, having a great management team, like you said, processes, procedures that are in place, and a number of other, frankly,
The funny part of that to me, Randy, is so let's say you've coached somebody through this, and you got a hold of them 3 to 5 years out, and they're doing the things that you and I are talking about. The funny thing to me about that is, have you had people then say, you know what, golly, I've got this thing dialed in now. Good job, Randy. I don't think I want to sell it now.
Absolutely, which is a great choice as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, at least not now.
Yeah, a few months ago, we talked to a business owner out of selling the business because we realized he's so good at running the business, just in exactly what you just said. He's so good at running the business, and he enjoys it so much at the same time. So he loves the whole game, even though he's not, you know, playing it moment by moment, but he's really good at the strategy. The business grows substantially, and the truth is he doesn't have the mentality or the aptitude to turn that into money and manage the money, because it's a completely different skill set to manage a company worth $50 million than it is to manage a $50 million portfolio and live out of that.
Oh yeah, no question.
Those are totally different skill sets. And also, when we're trying to prepare a business owner for an exit, we want to know where they're going to, not what they're coming from. I know what that is. But what is it they're going to do? Where are they going? What are they going to do with their time, their energy, their talents? Because if they don't engage, it's really, really difficult for a business owner to go play golf for the rest of his life if he's been an entrepreneur. That's a tough transition. And lots of people go into depression, frankly, over that, if that's the choice.
Yeah. No, that's very, very well put, Randy, because I think that is a risk. And that's why so many are like, I'm going to die at my desk. I'm not going anywhere, because they just can't imagine. And they do love the game. They love the business. They love doing the business. And to your point, it's a completely different skill set. I just met with a client that, you know, they're thinking about retirement. They have a family owned business and they've got it dialed in really well. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, you know, I don't think you should be retiring yet. I mean, this is, you've got it working. Keep doing it.
Yeah. And especially men will live a lot longer if they're engaged in the business.
That's true, because if they become too aggravating, then something can happen to them.
yeah. Their wives don't know what to do with them anyway when
no.
they come home.
So. Married them for dinner, not for lunch.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. All right. Beth is telling me we need to take a break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with Randy Long, ladies and gentlemen, attorney and certified financial planner and certified exit planner. Doesn't matter where you are nationwide, he can help you. If you'd like to get some information, go to longbusinessadvisors.com. And the book, The Braveheart Exit, a good read for any business owner or business person thinking of getting into business. 7 Steps to Your Family Business Legacy that you'll learn about in The Braveheart Exit. Quick break, word from our sponsors. Right back with you. Stay right there.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And we are back. Randy Long, ladies and gentlemen, attorney and certified financial planner, certified exit planner, CEO of Long Business Advisors, and the website longbusinessadvisors.com, and the book, one more time, you got to take a look, The Braveheart Exit, 7 Steps to Your Family Business Legacy. And, you know, I'm sure you've also had this be a major question or area of challenge, Randy, and it is the subject of what's my business worth? And once a business owner finds out what somebody's telling them he or she it's worth, they are elated, right, with what that number is?
Sometimes the reality of that smacks them across the mouth, of course, and they tend to overestimate the value of their businesses. That's one thing. Once in a while, I have a company, and I had one some years ago that immensely underestimated the value of the company.
Oh, really?
But that is more rare, as we both know. So, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that there's probably a little bit of premium pricing that's built in that is simply is a little bit of psychology at work, and it's, I want to pay back for all the suffering.
Yeah, really.
I think that's part of it. You know, hey.
Or they're selling their child, you know, it feels like. So.
Yeah. Well, that's it, too. It's, I'll price it, or strategically pricing it so that nobody will buy it and they can keep it and can't be forced to move to Florida and play golf.
Good point.
Yeah. A lot of things that goes on. I'm sure that you find yourself in a playing psychologist sometimes along with everything else you're doing, advising business owners in this area. And so now the appraisal, I suspect that that's, again, if we're looking 3 to 5 years out, we could get an appraisal done and then work on the systems and processes and all the things that can be done to prepare the business and to try to obviously structure it and position it to have an even higher multiple and have a better appraising value when it's time to sell.
That is correct. That together with both, if possible, higher price, but sometimes it's more about what's left over than it is what the gross price is. Because
right.
As we know as planners, that's counterintuitive to some of the business people, but sometimes we actually want to make the business worth less money, and we do that if we're going to sell to a child, let's say.
Oh, sure.
Or to an employee, potentially. We may be structuring the deal so that the company is worth less money because we're taking money out in different ways that are burdening the company. So we're trying to mitigate the IRS take on against this, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you mentioned that, Randy, because the old thing is, you know, what's a business worth? Well, it depends on what the purpose is and what are you trying to accomplish. And if it's a child, there's a whole other set of scenarios there. How about when you start looking at a business and you're assessing where they are? Do you talk about areas of weakness for the business? You know, the old strength, weaknesses, opportunities, threat analysis, and kind of help them focus on the weaknesses, because threats are out there, and part of the way you deal with the threats is to make sure you're shored up against them. But are weaknesses one of the key things you focus in on?
Yeah, actually, both the weakness side and what we'll call the business durability side.
Okay.
So I'll talk about the durability piece first, because we haven't really touched it yet. One of those has to do with building contingency plans in case an owner dies prematurely. That is a big deal, or is disabled or something, and that is many times the main thing that can destroy a company, is if there is a death or a key employee or the owner dies and there's no backup, no buy-sell agreement, no nothing in place. Or, for instance, in one of my cases, if the owner is the only one with the license, for instance, as an architecture, if you're the only person with the license and you die, you know, my experience is the employees run, because nobody's tied them together, there's no money available, and just things can fall apart, and we end up with the liquidation idea, which we talked about before, which we would like to avoid at all costs if possible. So there's the death issue, there's the asset protection kind of a thing in the event of litigation, there's key man insurance kinds of things, where in case we lose somebody that's really valuable to the company, we can end up with some money that's paid back to us that will help us survive and hire and train somebody else during that period of time. So there's a whole bunch of durability issues that we like to deal with in the early part of the planning, so that, because too often the owner doesn't make it to the ultimate exit that they were planning. And that happens at all ages. I've had them from probably 40 to, you know, into the mid-50s, a number of people that needed to be prepared either way.
Yeah, well, that's the key, is to be prepared and to position the business for, you know, the upside. If you're just joining us, Randy Long has been our guest, attorney and certified financial planner, as well as certified exit planner, CEO of Long Business Advisors. Longbusinessadvisors.com is a website, and a book, of course, The Braveheart Exit, 7 Steps to Your Family Business Legacy. And it's been a pleasure having Randy on the program with us. Randy, I enjoyed it. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun, especially with somebody that knows as much as you do about the whole subject matter.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. I appreciate that.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.